B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf ayin gimel. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the bottom of daf ayin beis omud beis. In the previous Mishnah, we've learned that having a number of groups of people that are in a single mansion, and assuming that the partitions are not as significant or substantial as they have to be, then it's considered as if they're all one group, one entity, and as far as Eruv is concerned, they do not need to make individual Eruvs, or they do not need to individually be a partner in an Eruv. They are considered as a single entity. And on that theme, we're going to carry on in this Mishnah. But now we're not going to discuss the partitions, we're going to discuss other things that could combine different individuals, considering them as single entities, single units, as far as Eruv is concerned. Says the Mishnah, if there were brothers, and let's for argument's sake say there were five brothers with the father, and the brothers were eating at the father's table. However, when they went to sleep, they would go into their own homes in the same chotzah, which means that as far as eating is concerned, they were on the same table. As far as sleeping is concerned, they had individual homes. So the Mishnah says, "Tzrichin eruv l'kol echod ve'echod." Then they are considered as independent, and when an eruv has to be made, then they each have to contribute to the eruv independently, even though they're eating from the same table. Lefikach, therefore, im shochach echod mem v'lo yiriv, in the event that they need to join an Eruv, and they are not considered a single unit, and you need the contribution of each and every one of the members of this family, if one of them forgot to join the Eruv, then mevatel es shushoy, as we've learned previously, he has to relinquish his rights to those that did join the Eruv, and that way he will not restrict the entire area. Amosai, when is it true that the brothers, that this family, are not considered as a single unit on their own, to the point that in and of themselves they do not need to join an Eruv, they're considered as one? That's only bezman shemoylichin Eruvon b'mokim achir. In the event that there are other neighbors here in the same chotzer, and because there are other neighbors here, this family cannot carry in the chotzer because they are restricted by the other neighbors. And once the other neighbors are restricting them, then they have to make an Eruv. And because they are restricted by the neighbors, then we say that they also restrict each other. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. And in that case, they have to each join in the Eruv Echatzeris independently. But that's assuming that the bread is being put into the Eruv, is being put into one of those other neighbors. However, then that's called that Meilichin Eruvon b'mokim achir. If they're putting the Eruv in one of the other neighboring homes, then each one of them have to independently contribute to the Eruv. However, Avalim Hoyo Eruv bo etzlon. However, if the other neighbors chose to put the food in the home of the father that's hosting all the sons when at his table, then if the Eruv of all the neighbors in that chotzah are being placed in the father's rishus, and we know that the person who's hosting the Eruv himself does not need to contribute to the Eruv because he's hosting the Eruv, and since all the sons are following or part of the father's table, if the Eruv is being put in the father's home, then this family do not need to contribute. None of the sons or the father have to contribute to the Eruv. Or in the event that there are no other neighbors in the chotzer, there's nobody restricting this family from using the chotzer, then because they are the only owners, the only people in this chotzer, then einon tzrichin la'ariv, they do not need to make an eruv at all, and they are considered a single unit, and they can all carry in the chotzer. Says the Gemara, shma mino mokim lino geirim. The Gemara is suggesting that we see from this Mishnah, from the very fact that when they do need to join an Eruv, for example, if there are other members in the same chotzer, then each brother, each member of the family has to represent themselves independently. So you see that at some level, they are not considered as one family, as one unit. The question is why? And if we take a close look at the Mishnah actually says they were eating at the father's table, but they were sleeping in their own homes. It would seem from there that in the event that they were also sleeping in the father's home, then in that case, we would say that they are considered a single family, an independent family, and then even if the Eruv was being put outside the father's house, and even when there's other neighbors that they have to make an Eruv with, that they only need to represent themselves once because they're all with the father. So what do we see from there? Mokim li negerim, that what determines whether a person is in his, where the residence of a person is not where he's eating, rather where he's sleeping. And we're soon going to see that it's actually Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether where a person sleeps determines his residence or where he eats. From here, it seems in the Mishnah that it's where he sleeps, not where he eats. And that's going to be a contradiction to Rav, who's soon going to say that it's where a person eats that determines his residence. And according to Rav, it would seem that these five brothers who are all eating in their father's, at their father's table, they should be considered one entity with the father, irrespective of where the Eruv of bread is being put. And that's not what it says in the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, so Rav Yehuda says that in the name of Rav, and Rav himself needs to give an answer, B'mekablei pras shonu. Even though the Mishnah says that the brothers, they were eating at the table with their father, and according to Rav, that should determine that their place of residence is in the father's home, and that should be a definite ruling that they are always considered a single entity with the father. However, the Mishnah doesn't actually mean they were eating at the father's table. All it means is that the father was giving them support and was paying for their expenses to buy the food. That's called mekablei pras. They were receiving pras, let's call it support. And if they, and since they were not actually eating at the father's table, they were only receiving from the father the money to buy the food, therefore Rav will agree that where they eat is not the, the what determines where their residence is. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Mi sheyesh loy beis shar, achsadra umar peses, somebody who has, he has a residence, that means he has, he owns a property, but what does he own? Either a beis shar, which is a house in the gate, a gatehouse, or an achsadra, a type of a porch, or mirpeses, or type of a gallery. But he's not actually, it's not a place where one can actually have dira, one can actually live there. B'chatzar chaveri, and he owns such a type of property in a, his friend's chotzer. Hareiz ein oiser olav. Since one doesn't live in these, in these types of properties, therefore he does not restrict his friend's chotzer from carrying in, even though he didn't join their eruv. However, beis hateven, if he has a room in his friend's chotzer, which is a storage to store straw, or beis habokor, or a barn where animals are kept, or beis ha'etzim, or a shed where wood is stored, or beis ha'etzrois, or otherwise a storehouse, hareiz oiser olav. Then he, even though you don't do very much living in these places, but you'd, it's enough to restrict the friend's chotzer from being able to carry there without an eruv, if there's no eruv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, "Einoi oiser elo mokim dira bilvad." Rabbi Yehuda says that the only type of property that can restrict a chotzer from being carried in by all the residents is one which is a mokim dira, a place or one actually a place of residence, not some storehouse or a barn. Those things, one does not live in there. It's not, people don't reside in there. And therefore, even if you had such a property in your friend's chotzer, you would not restrict their chotzer. That means even if you didn't join the eruv with them, they would still be allowed to carry in the chotzer. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa beben Nafcha. There was an incident with somebody called Ben Nafcha. Shehoyloi chomeish chatzeris beUsha. He actually owned five chatzeris in the city of Usha. Ubo maisa lifnei chachomim. And the question, the incident came to the chachomim. Va'amu, the chachomim said, Einoi oiser elo beis dira bilvad. Since this person, this Ben Nafcha, he owned only chatzeris, he didn't own places of residence, one doesn't live in a chotzer. One uses a chotzer, one doesn't live in a chotzer. The Chachamim said, since you don't live in a chotzer, even though you own chatzeris all over the place, those chatzeris are not going to restrict the other people living there from carrying in the chotzer or in the movi.
Says the Gemara, Beis Dira Solka Daitach.
Does that mean that any house of residence is what restricts a person, a chotzer, and the other partners in the chotzer from carrying? The term Beis Dira means any home where somebody lives. What happens if somebody chooses to live in one of the things that we said before, in a Beis Oitzer, in a barn, in a storehouse? It's a Beis where he's living. And is that going to restrict the rest of the chotzer? No, says the Gemara, Lo'ema Mokim Dira. What we actually meant was that the only type of area that restricts a chotzer is if it's a home which is fit for residence. It's called Mokim Dira. And here the Gemara is now going to ask, My Mokim Dira. What is considered a place of residence? And this is the machlokes we mentioned before. Rav Omar. Rav said that what defines the residence of where a person is mokim pita, the place where he's bred. A home that is fit and is used for eating in, that's what defines the residence of the people eating there. Or Shmuel Omar. Shmuel argues with Rav and says mokim lino. It's actually the place where they sleep. Where a person sleeps, that determines where his place of residence is. And now the Gemara is going to ask Meisvei. He's going to challenge Rav. You, Rav, said that where a person eats, that is where his residence is. The Braisa says, Horoyim, the shepherds, Vakayotzim, those that watch the figs whilst they're in the fields drying out, Vaburganin, the guards who are in the huts, Vashoim Reperis, and those who are watching the fruits, Bismancha Darkon Lolin Boir. When in the event that they sleep in the city, and they just go to the fields to do their jobs, then in that case, Harei Hein Ka'anshe Ha'ir, they are considered as residents of the city because the fields are outside the city. And in Eruvei Tchumin we saw that where a person's residence is when Shabbos comes in, that's what determines where his tchum is. If his residence is in a city, he can walk the entire area of the city plus 2,000 ames on either side. If his place of residence is outside the city, then he gets 2,000 amos around where his place of residence was when Shabbos came in. Here, these people are in the fields when Shabbos came in. The question is, how do we perceive their place of residence? So the Braisa says that in the event that they sleep in the city, then the city is considered their place of residence. And even though when Shabbos came in, they were outside the city, that doesn't change the fact that their residence is considered in the city. Hare hein ka'anshe ho'ir. However, when they sleep in the fields as well, in that case, then their center of residence, their place of residence when Shabbos came in, is in the fields, which is where they also sleep, and they get 2,000 amos around that spot only. So you see from here clearly that it's where they sleep that determines where the place of residence is. And that seems to be like Shmuel, not like Rav. Rav says it depends where you eat. And if you're eating, since you're eating in the town, then the town should be your place of residence. Answers the Gemara, Hosom Anan Sada. Over there, we can take it for granted. We can, so to speak, attest to the fact, De'i mamtulu rifta hosom, that if one could bring the food from the town to these watch places in the fields, Tfei nichaluhu, they would prefer that. I mean, the person who prefers to eat in one place and prefers to sleep in another place, that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But in the event that a person is sleeping outside or sleeping in a certain place and he would prefer to eat in the same place, just practically it's not feasible, it's not easy for him to bring the food there, and therefore he eats somewhere else, then the place of residence, even according to Rav, is considered where he's sleeping and where he would like the food to be. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Lo shmir li hoshmaita. I did not hear this statement in the name of Rav that where a person's food is, that's where his residence is. And we've mentioned a few times that Rav Yosef, as he was getting older, he actually forgot his learning. And he may well have known this statement in Rav, as we're about to see, but at this point, he'd forgotten. He said, I don't remember, I don't recall hearing this in the name of Rav. Omer li Abaye. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, At Omros Nialon, you actually taught us this statement in the name of Rav, Vaha Omros Nialon, and I'll remind you on what Mishnah you taught it to us. None other than our Mishnah. Five brothers that were eating on their father's table. But they were sleeping in their own independent homes. They are considered, at least on some level, they are considered as being independent owners of property, and therefore they need to have their own Eruv. And we asked you, Rav Yosef, can we prove from here that where a person sleeps determines his status and determines his place of residence, from the fact that they were sleeping in their own homes and that's why they needed individual independent eruvs? And you, Rav Yosef, answer to us. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, you told us in the name of Rav, which is actually what we saw before, that b'mekabli pras shanu, that normally where a person eats, that is where, that determines, according to Rav, that determines his, where his residence is. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where they were not even eating at the father's table, it's just the father was supporting them and paying for them to buy their food, and therefore the fact that the father was paying for the food did not make them into a single unit. They were sleeping independently, and therefore they are not considered a single family unit. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, mi sheyesh lo chomesh noshim. We're discussing if you've got a father and his five sons, then it depends whether eating with the father, or were they sleeping in the father's house, or were they not even eating with the father's house, just the father was supplying them with, or supporting them so they can buy their food. And we saw here that if the father is supporting them, then it's not considered as if they're eating at the father's table. The question now is, what happens if a person has five wives? It doesn't have to be five, but just as an example. Mi sheyesh li chomesh noshim mekablo is pras mi balein. And they are receiving the support to buy their food from their husbands, but they are eating in their own independent homes in the chatzar. Do we say that since the one husband is supporting all five, it's considered as if they are one entity, and then they would not need an Eruv if they were the only ones in the chatzar? Or do we say no? The fact that you're not eating at his table and you've got your own independent place of sleeping, then in that case you're considered as five separate entities. Or another question, v'chamisha avodim mekablim pras mirabeim. If you have five servants who are all getting supported by their masters, but they're sleeping and living in independent places. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira matir benoshim v'oyser ba'avodim. Yehuda ben Beseira says that in the case of the wives, and we know that ishtei kegufoi, there's a very close relationship between a husband and a wife, coupled with the fact that the husband is actually supporting the wives, over there we say they're considered as one entity. But with avodim not, in the case of the servants, they're each considered as independent residents, and therefore they will restrict the chotzer unless they make an eruv. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova, he argues with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and he says, matir ba'avodim, that in the case of the servants are constantly subservient and they feel close to and attached to their masters, and therefore, even though they're living in their own independent rooms or homes, it's considered as if they are part of the family and part of the residence of the master. Va'oisur b'noshim, however, in the case of wives, that's not the case, and therefore, if they're sleeping in their own independent homes, they are considered as five separate entities, and they each have to make an eruv, and they have to each join in the eruv. Omarav. Rav now explains, my Talmud Rav Yehuda ben Bova. What's the reasoning behind Rav Yehuda ben Bova, who says that servants, even though they're sleeping in independent homes and the master is only paying for their food, why are they considered as if they are one with the master? Says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, the Daniel bitra malka. Daniel was at the gate of the king, and even though he wasn't always at the gate of the king, he always felt at the gate of the king. He was always considered himself as being close to the king. So you see from there that the servant always feels as if he's bound and connected to the master, and therefore in the case of Eruv, they're considered as a single entity. Continues the Gemara, Pshita ben Eitzel Oviv Kedomrinon. The halacha of sons at the father's table, when what the father is doing to the sons is not actually feeding them, but just supporting them, which according to Rav, we said that is the case in the Mishnah, and it's very clear what the Mishnah says, that if the, in the event that the Eruv food is not being put in the father's house, that they each have to give their own part in the Eruv, and if the Eruv is put in the father's house, then they're all included with the father. That's Pshita, that's obvious, we saw that in the Mishnah. Isha Eitzel Baalo, regarding a woman and her husband, and Eved Eitzel Rabba, in a servant with his master, when the husband or master is supporting the wife or the servant, then Plukta Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, we saw that was a machlekas between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, whether it's the wife that is considered one with the husband or the servant considered one with the master. The Gemara is now going to ask, Talmid Eitzel Rabbi Imai, what happens if you have a single chotzer shared by a Rebbe with a number of his Talmidim, and the Rebbe is supporting, they're not eating in his house, but he is supporting them and allowing them to buy their food. What's that halacha? Do we say that coupled with the fact that he's supporting them and they are Talmidim, that makes them one or not? So the Gemara is going to try and bring proof to this. Tashima, the Rav Beir Rav Chia, when Rav, who was a Talmid of Rav Chia, and actually lived in the same chotzer as Rav Chia, and Rav Chia was paying Rav to allow him to buy the food, and Omar, Ein onu tzichim l'oriv, then Rav said that we do not need to make an independent Eruv, we are considered as one together with our Rebbe. Shehari onu seimchin al shulchonish Rav Chia, because we rely on the table of Rav Chia. Rav Chia bei Rebbe Omar, when Rav Chia himself was learning and with Rebbe, and he was living in the same chotzer as Rebbe, and Rebbe was supporting him to buy his food, then Rav Chia said, "Ein onu tzichim l'oriv, we don't need to make an independent eruv. We can rely on Rebbe. Shari onu seimchin al shulchonish Rebbe, because we are being supported by the table of Rebbe." Continues the Gemara. Boy mine Abaye mi Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following question. And before we see what Abaye asked Rabba, let's just recap. What did we see in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah we saw that if the brothers are eating at the father's table, and we already discussed, does it mean eating? Does it just mean the father supporting them? But either way, they're eating from their father's table, but they're sleeping in their own independent homes. So the Mishnah says that they need to each be an independent partners in the Eruv. They're not considered as if they are just an annex, so to speak, from the father, even though they are Oichlin al Shulchan Aviyam. And then the Mishnah says, Eimosai, when is that true? Bizman Shemoilichin Eruvam Lemokim Achir. What does that mean? As we explained before, it means that if you have other neighbors in the same chotzer, besides for the father and the sons, in that case, when that they have to make an Eruv with the other neighbors to be able to carry in the chotzer, then in the event that the food is being put anywhere besides for in the father's home, then each of the brothers have to independently share in the Eruv. If, however, the food is being put in the father's home, and we know that the home where the Eruv is put, that person does not need to contribute himself because he is hosting the Eruv, and since the sons are all eating on Shulchan Aviyam, then they are just an annex to him, and then they do not need to join the Eruv. But if the food is being put in any of the other homes in the same chotzer, in that case, they each have to join this Eruv Echatzeres independently. And the second case the Mishnah said was that Oisha Eini Moim Diurim Bechotzer, or if, for example, if the only people in this chotzer were the father and the five sons, and they themselves do not need to make an Eruv because there are no other neighbors there that are causing them to make an Eruv, we'll see in the Gemara soon how that works. If they have their own chotzer, then they are considered as a single entity, and we'll see in the Gemara that in that case, that even if they want to now join another Eruv and be able to carry in another chotzer, then since they are all bound into one, because they share their own chotzer, just father and the five sons, then they can represent themselves with a single piece of the Eruv, a single piece of food. They do not need to each independently contribute to that Eruv. Let's see the Gemara. Boy mine Abaye mi Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following question. Chamisho shegovu es Eruvon. What happens if you have five independent people, not brothers, not sons, just five people, five neighbors sharing a chotzer? If after they've made their own individual eruvei chatzeris, they now want to be able to carry in a neighboring chotzer as well, then in the event that they take their food and put it into the neighboring chotzer, then Abaye said, in that case, eruv echad lekulam, can one of the neighbors represent all five by taking one piece of bread and putting it into the neighboring chotzer, in a home in the neighboring chotzer, or oy tzrichen eruv lekol echad ve'echad, that in the same way as they needed to collect five eruv breads from these neighbors, and in order to make this eruv echatzeris, so too if they want to join another eruv in another chotzer, they each have to independently contribute to that eruv. Omale. So Rabbi told him, no, since in this chotzer they've already been merged into one and made their own eruv echatzeris, eruv echad lekulon, it now suffices for any one of them to be an agent on behalf of all of them, and a single piece of bread can be in place of all of them. Now Abaye asked, v'ho'achin, what about the case of the brothers that we mentioned in our Mishnah? And in the same way as we have chamisho shegovu, if you have five strange people in the chotzer, after they've made an eruv, they are now one, and if they want to be represented in another chotzer, a single representation and contribution is enough, that why is that different to where you've got the five brothers and their father, which is also a single entity? Uktoni tzrichin eruv lekol echad ve'echad. And it says there explicitly that k'shemaylichin eruvon lemokim achir, then they need to have an eruv lekol echad ve'echad. And at this point, it seems that the way Abaye was reading the Mishnah was that if these five brothers are on their own with their father in the chotzer, and in that case, it's similar to the five neighbors who have made an eruv, and now they want to join a neighboring chotzer, then tzrichin eruv lekol echad ve'echad. You need to have an eruv, each one independently. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Why is the case of the family with the father and the five sons different to that chotzer where you've got the five people who have already merged? Once they've already merged, they can be represented with a single agent representing them once. They do not need to be represented individually. Answers the Rabbah. Rabbah answered Abaye, Hocha b'maya skinon, k'goin d'ikadurin ba'dayu. There's a fundamental difference between the two, and you have to read the Mishnah differently. And you have to read the Mishnah like we explained. That indeed in the case where the only people in the chotzer with this family is the father and the five sons, then they themselves are considered a single entity because they are all oichlin al shulchan aviem. They themselves do not need to make an eruv because they are already merged, and when they want to join another eruv in another chotzer, they only need to be represented once. They do not have to each individually represent themselves. However, here we're talking about in their own chotzer. Besides for father and five sons, there's other neighbors. And those other neighbors say, just a minute, it's true that you're a happy family and you would like to just consider yourselves as a single entity and carry in the chotzer, but we are not part of your family. We're restricting the use of the chotzer. Once they do that, then they have broken up the family, the unity of that family, and now if that family want to be able to carry in their own chotzer, they each individually have to represent themselves in the chotzer. And that's what it means, that k'shemaylichin eruvon lemokim achir, it means when they take their eruv to a different home in the same chotzer. It's not talking about to a different chotzer. It's talking about to the same home in a different chotzer. Then they each have to represent themselves independently. However, once they've made the eruv in this chotzer, with that family, each one being represented individually, and the other neighbors, now they are considered like Chamisha Shegavu. And if all of them as a group want to join the Eruv in the neighboring Chatzah, indeed, an agent on behalf of all of them can represent them with a single piece of bread. Similarly, if the only people in the Chatzah are the father and the sons, and they themselves do not need an Eruv, because if there's no other neighbors to destroy that unity, to restrict them in their Chatzah, then they are considered as a single family, a single entity, then in that case, indeed, they can join in the neighboring chotzer by being represented by a single agent with a single piece of bread. The only time this family need to represent themselves independently is in their own chotzer when there are other strangers who are sharing the same chotzer. The migu dehani osri, since those neighbors restrict the chotzer, then hani nami osri, that causes that there's some type of separation between all the people here, and each brother restricts each other, and they each independently have to make an Eruvei Chatzeris. Hochinami Mistabri, and this seems to be the pshat in the Mishnah. Diktoni, because the Mishnah told us, Emosai, when are the brothers have to independently contribute to an Eruv? It's only if they have to take an Eruv and they put the Eruv bread in a different bayis, a different home within their chotzer, not in the father's home. But if all the other neighbors in this chotzer put the Eruv bread in the father's rishus, or in the event that there's no other neighbors in this chotzer, in that case, ein tzrichim la'ariv, then all they need is one representation. So you see from here, you can deduce from here, that only because there's no other neighbors, that's when they do not need to contribute independently. But if there are other neighbors in the same chotzer, then again, they would have to independently represent themselves. And since they would have to independently represent themselves, how do we understand that? We understand that with the migu that the Gemara said, migu dohani asri, hani nami asri, since the other neighbors restrict the use in the chotzer, then they restrict each other's use in the chotzer, and each brother is considered as an independent entity, and they all have to independently contribute to the chotzer. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going back to discuss what determines, what defines a person's residence. Is it where he eats? Is it where he sleeps? We saw before it was Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Boy minei Rav Chiya bar Ovin mirav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was asked the following. Bnei bei Rav, you had the Talmidim in the yeshiva. De ochli namo bebago, they would learn in the yeshiva. And when it would come to meal times, they would go to some inn, to some dining room that was actually outside in the valley. V'osu ubaisa beirav, and then they would come back to the yeshiva and they would sleep in the yeshiva. Ki moshchinanu tchuma. When we measure the tchum of these students in the yeshiva, mi beirav moshchinan luhu, do we measure it from the place that they are sleeping? Or do we measure it from the inn, the dining room they had in the valley, which is where they were eating? Answers the Gemara. Omale Rav Sheshes answered, Mashchinon mi bei Rav. We measure the tchum from where they were sleeping, from the yeshiva. Asks the Gemara, Vare noisin es eruvoi b'toich alpayim amo. Why is this different to any person that makes an eruv tchumin? How does a person make an eruv tchumin? He sends a shliach, he sends an agent to close to the end of 2,000 amos. He says, I want you to represent me with this piece of bread, put it, or food item, put it at the end of the tchum, and then on Shabbos I'll be able to go 2,000 amos around where the bread was. But where is the person himself, when Shabbos comes in, where is he going to sleep Friday night? In his own home. And he's being represented by food someplace near the end of the tchum. So you see clearly in every single normal Eruv, tchumin, that the person is sleeping in his home, and his food is where his Eruv is. And he sleeps, he comes to sleep in his own home. And we count the tchum from where his food is. That's the whole purpose. That's how the Eruv Tchumin works. That we count his tchum from where the food is, not from where he's sleeping. If so, with these Talmidim in the yeshiva, why are we counting the Eruv from where they're sleeping, not where their food is? Answers the Gemara, Behahu Anantn Sa'adi. In that case, we can Anant Sa'adi, we can take for granted, we can attest to their intentions, Ubahado Anant Sa'adi. And in the case of the yeshiva students, we can also have an Anant Sa'adi we can take for granted. That means the regular Tchum, Eruv Tchumin, and the Bnei Yeshiva, they have a very different type of mindset. Bahu Anant Sa'ada De'im Mizdar Le'hosom Nichle. In the case of a regular Tchum, if one would be able to sleep comfortably at the end of the Tchum, at the end of 2,000 Amis, where the food is being placed, this person would rather sleep there because the next day he wants to go 2,000 Amis beyond that spot. And the only reason that he's not sleeping there is because it's not practical. But since he would like to sleep there, his preferred option would be to sleep where his food is, therefore we allow the food to be the determining where his place of residence is. But in the case of this yeshiva student, Anant Sa'ada, we can take for granted that the imaiselu rifta lebeirav, that if you could bring the food, instead of going to some dining room in the valley or some inn in the valley, you could bring the food to the Beis HaMedrash, where they happen to be sleeping, then nichalut fei, that would be much more preferable for them. And since the yeshiva students would prefer to be eating where they're sleeping, therefore we count the tchum from where they are sleeping. Continues the Gemara, and now we're going back to Eruvei Chatzeres. Boyer Rami Bar Choma Mirav Chizda. Rami Bar Choma asked of Chizda the following question: Av ubenoi horav talmidei. If you have a father with his sons, a rebbe with his talmidim, and the Gemara here is not making any reference to the fact that this has already been discussed in the Gemara previously. This is something that Tosfos discusses. Then the Rami Bar Choma asked of Chizda what the status is of father with sons or Rebbe with Talmidim regarding three different halachic issues. Number one, Kerabim Domu Oy Ki Yechidim Domu. We know that if you have two chatzeris, one within the other, an outer chotza, which is bordering with the Roshos Rabim, and an Oramovi, and an inner chotza, which the only way to get out of it is through the outer chotza. And then there's a discussion, what happens if they didn't make an Eruv? Or let's say just the inner people, the inner chotza didn't make an Eruv. Then if there's just one person living in the inner chotzer, and he himself can carry in his own chotzer, because there's no one else in the chotzer, it's all his, it's okay, then that is called a person who is regel hamateres bin kaima. His feet, he's allowed to carry and use his chotzer in his own chotzer. And there's a discussion, and we assume that since he's allowed to carry in his own chotzer, then even though he has to go through the outer chotzer, and he didn't join the Eruv with the outer chotzer, then he does not restrict the outer chotzer. However, if the people in the inner chotzer are a number of people, and they didn't make an Eruv, and they are not allowed to carry in their own chotzer, and now they have to walk through the outer chotzer in order to leave, then even if the outer chotzer made their own Eruv, the people in the inner chotzer actually restrict the use of the outer chotzer. And this is something we've discussed at length previously in the Gemara. The question is, if you have a father with his sons in the inner chotzer, and they didn't make an Eruv, they were just living there, father and sons, or Rebbe with Talmidim, do we say they are considered as a single entity, and they're called Yechidim, and they did not need their own Eruv, and therefore they are considered a regel hamateres bimkoima, and since they're allowed to carry in their own chotzer, therefore they would not aser the people in the outer chotzer? Or do we say not, they're considered a rabbim? That was one question. A second question, tzrichin eruv, or ein tzrichim eruv? And the Mefarshim discussed that this seems to be almost a repetition or dependent on the first question. And do they within and within themselves have to make their own Eruv? If they are considered as a Rabbim, if the father with his sons are not considered as a single entity, they have to make their own Eruv to be able to carry in their own chotza. If they are considered as one, then they can carry in their chotza without needing to make an Eruv, assuming there's no other neighbors there. Tzrichin Eruv or ein tzrichin Eruv? And the third question was, Mavui Shelohem Nitar Belechi V'Koira, or Ein Nitar Belechi V'Koira. What happens if you have a Mavui, an alleyway, which has a number of Chatzeiros? That's one of the conditions. You can only fix and allow people to carry in a Mavui if there are at least two Chatzeiros there. We're going to learn about that a bit later. What happens if you have two Chatzeiros, one belonging to the father, the other belonging to the sons, one belonging to the Rebbe, the other belonging to the Talmidim? Then if we say that Rebbe and Talmid, or father and sons, are considered one, that means that the two Chatzeiros are considered a single Chatzer. If it's considered a single Chatzer, then the Eruv, which is joining these two Chatzeiros, is considered as if there's only a single Chatzer in this Mavui, not two Chatzeiros. And if there's only a single Chatzer, then Mavui, then Koira and Lechi will not allow you to carry in the Mavui. But if you say that they are independent of each other, then it's as if there's two Chatzeiros in the Mavui. If there's two Chatzeiros in the Mavui, then the Mavui can be carried in using a Koira or a Lechi. Answers the Gemara, Omar Leir of Chizda answered to Rami Bar Choma as follows. Tinisua we learnt in a Braisa. Avu Banoi, or Rav Talmidai, a father and son, or Rebbe and Talmid, Bismancha Ein Imo and Diurin, assuming there's no other neighbors in the same Chatzar, Harein Ki Yechidim. They are considered as a single entity. Similar to what we saw before with the as the Gemara learned from our Mishnah. And they in themselves do not need to make their own Eruv because they are the only ones in the Chot, so they're considered as one. However, even though it would seem that if they are considered one, then when it comes to the Mavui, it's considered as if the two Chatzeiros are just a single entity because they are a single entity, and then you would not be able to rely on a Koira or Lechi. For that, Rav Chisda said no. Even though, regarding themselves, it's a single entity, and they do not need to make an Eruv between them because they're one. However, as far as the Mavi is concerned, the Mavi is serving two Chatzeiros. In fact, halachically, the two Chatzeiros belonging to a single entity, that does not take away from the fact that it's two Chatzeiros. If it's two Chatzeiros being served by a single Mavi, then you can use a Koira and Lechi to be matir the Mavi. Continues the next Mishnah. Chomeish chatzeirois psuchois zu lezu upsuchois lemovui. If you have five chatzeirois and each one of them has a doorway between each other, and besides for the doorway leading between number one and number two, and number two and number three, number three, number four, number four, number five, they each have their own doorways in between. Besides for those doorways, they each have an exit to the Rishus HaRabim, to the Mavui. Upsucha is le Mavui. Eruvu b'chatzeiris. In the event that each chotzer joined an eruve chatzeiris with the other chatzeiris, which means even before she took a Mavois, just Eruvei Chatzeiros. We're not talking now about carrying in the Mavui. Just carrying within all the Chatzeiros and between all the Chatzeiros, if they did, those Eruvei Chatzeiros, v'loi nishtatfu b'mavui. But they did not join a Shitufei Mavois. They only did Eruvei Chatzeiros. In that case, the halacha is mutorin b'chatzeiros. Since they made Eruvei Chatzeiros, they can carry within the Eruvei Chatzeiros. Within the Chatzeiros, they can carry. However, Vasurin b'mavui, since they did not make a Shitufei Mavois, they are not allowed to carry in the Mavui. That's the first case in the Mishnah. Case number two in the Mishnah. V'im nishtatfu b'mavui. In the event that all the people within these five Chatzeiros, they all joined a Shitufei Mavois. And the process, the way that a Shitufei Mavois is made is quite different to a Ruvei Chatzeiros. It's not the same thing. There's a difference as to what can be used. An Eruv Chatzeiros has to have bread. Shitufei Mavois can be other food items. An Eruv Chatzeiros has to be stored in one of the homes in the Chatzer. The Shitufei Mavois can be stored in one of the Chatzeiros. But either way, over here, the people in these five Chatzeiros, they all made a Shitufei Mavois. But they did not make, or the Mishnah doesn't tell us whether they made Eruv Chatzeiros or not. We're going to discuss that. It says, Im nishtatfu b'mavui. If they made a Shitufei Mavois between them, Mutorin kan v'kan. Not only can they all carry from their independent chatzeres into the Mavoi, and in the Mavoi, they can even carry with between the chatzeres, kan v'kan. They can carry in the chatzeres and they can carry in the Mavoi.
In
the event that they all made an Eruvei Chatzeres and they made Shitufei Mavois, but if one of the people in one of the Chatzeres didn't join his Eruvei Chatzeres, he's left out.
Then what's the halacha?
Mutorin kan v'kan. Since they all made Eruvei Chatzeres and they made Shitufei Mavois, they can carry between the Chatzeres and they can carry in the Mavoi. And obviously, there's lots of details that are missing here, and the Gemara is going to ask and discuss them.
Mutarim kan v'kan. Mibnei Mavoi v'loi nishtatif.
What happens in an opposite case, where again they did Eruvei Chatzeres and they did Shitufei Mavois, but not there was one person in one of the Chatzeres that didn't make an Eruvei Chatzeres. No, they all made an Eruvei Chatzeres. However, in the Shitufei Mavois, there was one Chatzah that didn't join the Shitufei Mavois.
If one of the members of the Mavoi did not join the Shitufei Mavois, then Mutarin b'Chatzeres.
As we said before, they can all carry in the Chatzeres because they all joined their Eruvei Chatzeres. V'asurim b'movi, but they are not allowed to carry in the Movi because one of the Chatzeres didn't join, or somebody in one of the Chatzeres didn't join the Shitufei Mavois.
Shemovi lechatzeres kechotzo lebatim,
because the association between Chatzeres to Movi is exactly similar to the association to homes in a Chotzer. And the same way as if one of the homes didn't join the Eruvei Chatzeres, then you cannot carry in the Chatzar. So too, if one of the Chatzeres didn't join the Shitufei Mavois, then you cannot carry in the Mavoi. Those were the four halachas that in the Mishnah. Another Gemara is going to try and make some seder of these halachas. Says the Gemara, Mani, who is the opinion of the first case of the Mishnah? And let's remember, we've discussed previously, Reb Meir is of the opinion that when you make a Shitufei Mavois, and even though you made the Shitufei Mavois, you also need Eruvei Chatzeres. Even though you made the Eruvei Chatzeres, you also need Shitufei Mavois. You cannot say, since we have Eruvei Chatzeres, we don't need Shitufei Mavois, or vice versa. According to Reb Meir, you need both. According to the Rabbanon, any one is enough. If you made Shitufei Mavois, then you're already all connected. And even if you don't have Eruvei Chatzeres, you can all carry in each other's Chatzah. If you did Eruvei Chatzeres, then even though you didn't do Shitufei Mavois, since all the Chatzeres in and with themselves have made an Eruv Chatzeres to merge them all, you do not need an added Shitufei Mavois to allow you to carry in the Mavoi. That was the machlekas we've seen previously between Rav Meir and the Rabbonon. Now the Gemara is saying, the Tana at the beginning of the Mishnah, what was the first case in the Mishnah? You had five Chatzeres. They all made Eruvei Chatzeres, but they did not make a Shitufei Mavois. The halacha is, says the Mishnah, that you can carry in the Chatzeres, you cannot carry in the Mavoi. Who's that following? It doesn't sound like the Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, making Eruvei Chatzeres is sufficient. You do not need a Shitufei Mavois. And it should be mutter to carry in the Mavoi. The Mishnah says you cannot carry in the Mavoi. Says the Gemara, Reb Meir, it must be Reb Meir, do Omar, ba'inon Eruv, u ba'inon Shituf. He says that you need also Eruv v'chatzeres, also Shituf v'mavois. So the first case, case number one in the Mishnah, is clearly Reb Meir. Says the Gemara, Eimu Metziasa. Let's move to the next case in the Mishnah. V'im nishtatfu b'mavoi. In the case where all the five chatzeres did join in the Mavoi, Mutarin kan v'kan. Then you can carry also in the Chatzeres, also in the Mavoi. Who's that going according to? And at this point, we're assuming that none of them made an Eruvei Chatzeres, and the Mishnah just says, Im nishtatfu b'mavoi, if they only made Shitufei Mavois and did not make Eruvei Chatzeres. And what does it say in the Mishnah? That you can carry in the Chatzeres and in the Mavoi. Who's that going to? Not Reb Meir, also in the Rabbonon. It must be following Rabbonon. The Omri, they hold Bechod Sagi. They argue with Reb Meir and they say that either Shitufei Mavois or Eruvei Chatzeres is enough. And since they all did Shitufei Mavois, even though we're assuming that they did not make Eruvei Chatzeres, you can carry in the Chatzeres as well. That's the Rabbonon. And the Gemara's got an issue with this. What, you've got two cases in the Mishnah, one after the other. The first one is Rav Meir, and the second one is the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Holei Kashya. It's not a question. We can deal with that. Ve'im nishtatfu nami ka'omar. The second case in the Mishnah, that even though the words of the Mishnah are that ve'im nishtatfu b'movui, that if they join the shitufim voice, if the five chatzeres join the shitufim voice, then you can carry in the chatzeres and the movui. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So we thought im nishtatfu b'movui means that they only made a shitufim voice. Then it must be the Rabbonon. Says the Gemara, no. When it says in the Mishnah, im nishtatfu b'movui, it means if they also joined in shitufei mevois. Not only did they make eruvei chatzeres, they also made shitufei mevois. In that case, then you can carry in the chatzeres and in the mevui. And then obviously, it's going according to everybody. There's no machlekas about that. So, v'im nishtatfu nami ka'omar. What the Mishnah meant to say was, if they also did shitufei mevois, and then it's obviously mutter to carry in the chatzeres and in the mevois according to everybody. Ask the Gemara, Eimah Seifa. Let's move now to the last halachas of the Mishnah. Eruvu b'chatzeres v'nishtatfu b'movui. If they made the five eruvei chatzeres and they made a shitufei mevois between them, v'shochach echod b'nei chotzev lo iriv, and one of the people in one of the chatzeres did not join the eruvei chatzeres. So what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you can carry in the chatzeres and in the mavui. And this has to be understood. How can you say you can carry in all the chatzeres if there's somebody in one of the chatzeres that didn't join the eruv? Says the Gemara, that the Mishnah says mutarin kan v'kan, that you can carry in the chatzer and in the mavui. Hey chadomi, what is this talking about? Idaloi botil, if we're talking about that this person who forgot to join the Eruvei Chatzeres relinquishes his rights to the other people in his Chatzer, then Idaloi botil, sorry, if this person did not relinquish his rights, am I mutarin? How is it mutar? You've got a Chatzer that doesn't have a valid Eruvei Chatzeres. Elopshita de botil, we take it for granted at this point it must be that he did do the bittle. And since, even though he forgot to join the Eruv, he relinquished his rights. And now you're back to the regular halachas, that all the people who had rights in the Chatzeres made Eruvei Chatzeres, they all made Shitufei Mevois, and therefore the Mishnah says you can carry in the Chatzeres and in the Mavui. Now the truth is that the Gemara could have explained that the truth is that they didn't do Bittel. That this one person who forgot to join the Eruvei Chatzeres, he did not relinquish his rights. And nonetheless, you can carry in the Chatzeres and in the Mavui. Why? Very simple. According to the Chachomim, who say that either Shitufei Mevois or Eruvei Chatzeres is sufficient, over here you have Shitufei Mevois. If you have Shitufei Mevois, then you don't even need the Eruvei Chatzeres. The fact that he forgot to join the Eruvei Chatzeres is not going to be an issue for us. The reason the Gemara didn't say that is because that would mean that this case number 3 in the Mishnah is actually following the Rabbanon, not Rav Meir. We don't want that. We've already explained the first two cases in the Mishnah to be Rav Meir. And since we want this to be Rav Meir, you need Eruvei Chatzeres and Shitufei Mevois. The only way that you have Eruvei Chatzeres, even though somebody forgot, is if he relinquished his rights. Asks the Gemara, Eimah Seifa, let's go to the very last case in the Mishnah. Shochach echod mibnei mavui v'loi nishtatfu. If all the people in all the chatzeres did eruvei chatzeres, but one of the chatzeres forgot to join the shitufei mevois, so the Mishnah says you can carry in all the chatzeres. No reason not to, but you cannot carry in the mavui because one of the chatzeres didn't join. Mutarim bechatzeres v'asurim b'mavui. Asks the Gemara, v'id debotil. If you said in case number 3. We're talking about that he did bittel, and that's why in case number 3, you can use the chatzeres because the person that didn't join the eruv chatzeres did bittel. If so, say the same here. Say that in the shitufei mevois, even though one of the chatzeres did not join the shitufei mevois, let's assume that they did bittel. They relinquished their rights in the mavui to all the other chatzeres, and then you should be able to carry in the mavui. The Mishnah says you cannot carry in the mavui. Amay asurim b'mavui. V'id debatil amay asurim l'mavui. Why can all the other chatzeres not carry in the mavui? V'chi teiman, are you going to say kosova Reb Meir ain bittel rishus b'mavui? Maybe Reb Meir holds that the whole concept of bittel doesn't apply to mavui, only applies to chatzer.
Can we say that? Well, Tanya, we learnt explicitly in a brisa, Shari bitl lochem reshusoi. In the case of a tziduki, we learnt this earlier on, it's talking about a mavui, and it says there that the tziduki can be mevatel his reshus. That Reb Meir
clearly says that the concept of bitl does apply even in a mavui. If it applies in a mavui, then why does the Mishnah say in the last case that because one of the chatzeres did not join the shitufei mavois, nobody can use the mavui? Why don't you say that that chotzer relinquished their rights to the other chatzeres and then they can use the mavui?
Elo pshita delay bottle.
So it must be that in the very final case in the Mishnah is talking about they didn't do bittle. They didn't relinquish their rights. If so, we have to assume that the case before it, where the individual didn't join the Ruvei Chatzeres, he also didn't do bittle. And nonetheless, over there, the Mishnah says that everybody can carry in the Chatzeres. If he didn't do bittle, how can you carry in the Chatzeres, according to Reb Meir?
Elo pshita deloy bittle. Umida sefer deloy bittle.
If in the very last case is talking about they didn't do bittle, then reishanami loy bottle. Then the second last case, the case before this, where the person forgot to join the Eruv HaChatzeres, he also didn't relinquish his rights. If so, we have a problem. Reisha v'sefer Reb Meir, can it be that the first case, the very first case, case number one in the Mishnah, it must be Reb Meir, as we said, because they made Eruv HaChatzeres and didn't make Shitufei Mavois, and the halacha is they cannot carry in the Mavui. It must be Reb Meir. And consequent to that, the Gemara said before, that case number two, we can also understand with according to Reb Meir. The Sefer, the very last case in the Mishnah, where they all did Eruvei Chatzeres, and even though they made the Shitufei Mavois, one of the Chatzeres did not join in the Shitufei Mavois, nonetheless, you cannot carry in the Mavui, even though they made Eruvei Chatzeres. That again must be Reb Meir, according to the Rabbanon, you don't need Shitufei Mavois. So the very last case in the Mishnah is again Reb Meir. And the third case, the second last case, Mitziosa Rabbanon, the case where you have, they all did Shitufei Mavois, and Eruvei Chatzeres, they made Eruvei Chatzeres, besides for one person and one of the Chatzeres didn't join. And there we see clearly, and even though we deduced that it's talking about Loi Bittel, he didn't relinquish his rights, and nonetheless, they can carry in the Chatzeres and the Mavui. How can that be, according to Reb Meir? According to Reb Meir, you need Eruvei Chatzeres. You don't have Eruvei Chatzeres because one of the people in one of the Chatzeres didn't join the Eruvei Chatzeres. So it must be that that case is the Rabbanon who says that it's enough to have just Shitufei Mavois. You don't even need the Eruvei Chatzeres. Is it probable that the beginning and end of the Mishnah is Reb Meir and the middle case is, the second last case is the Rabbanon? Answers the Gemara, no. I can explain to you that even the second last case can follow Reb Meir. The second last case, they all did Shitufei Mavois. They all did Eruvei Chatzeres except for one Chotzer that has an individual that didn't join the Chotzer. And we said that we're assuming that they didn't do Bittel. And because the very last case in the Mishnah must be talking about they didn't do Bittel. And even though he didn't do Bittel, the Mishnah says that you can carry in all the Chatzeres. The question is, according to Reb Meir, you can't carry in the Chotzer because you don't have Eruvei Chatzeres. Says no. Even though Reb Meir normally says you need Eruvei Chatzeres and Shitufei Mavois, and in this case you don't have Eruvei Chatzeres because one individual and one of the Chatzeres didn't join the Eruv, no. In this case, Reb Meir will agree that even though one of the people didn't join the Eruvei Chatzeres, they can still all carry in the Eruvei Chatzeres. Why? Says the Gemara, Kula Reb Meir, the entire Mishnah is Reb Meir. V'tam amai, Omer Reb Meir, be'inon Eruv, be'inon Shituf. Why does Reb Meir argue the Rabbonon and say that you cannot rely just on Shitufei Mavois or just on Eruvei Chatzeres? Shaloit lishtakach teres Eruv minatinekas. In order that the children who see that you're carrying in the Mavui, if you're only relying on Eruvei Chatzeres, and you didn't make a Shitufei Mavois, and the children see you carrying in the Mavui, they won't know that the reason you're carrying in the Mavui is because you did Eruvei Chatzeres. They might think you can always carry in a Mavui. And vice versa, if you'd only do Shitufei Mavois, and you don't do Eruvei Chatzeres, and you carry between the Chatzeres, then the children will think you can always carry between Chatzeres. They don't know that you made a Shitufei Mavois. So Rav Meir says you need both Iruvei Chatzeres and Shitufei Muvois. However, v'hocha, in this case here, kiven deruba iruvu, you're talking about most of the people, they made an Eruvei Chatzeres. We're talking about a case where one individual in the Chotzer didn't join the Eruvei Chatzeres. So of course, as in the halachas of Eruvei Chatzeres wouldn't be valid. But since most of the people in the Chotzer contributed in the Eruvei Chatzeres, and you also have Shitufei Mevois, that was completely okay. Everybody joined the Shitufei Mevois, according to, in the second last case in the Mishnah. Since they all joined Shitufei Mevois, and most of them contributed to the Eruvei Chatzeres, in that case there's no concern of people forgetting that you need Eruvei Chatzeres and Shitufei Mevois. So in that case, Rav Meir will agree to the Chachomim that you can rely on the Shitufei Mevois and you can carry in the Chatzeres as well, even though that one individual did not relinquish his rights to the other neighbors in that Chotzer. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said as follows, and before we see what Rav Yehuda says, let's go back to what it says in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we're talking about you have five Chatzeres, five courtyards, that they each have an opening between each other. Like we said before, between 1 and 2 there's a door, between 2 and 3 there's a door, between 3 and 4 there's a door, between 4 and 5 there's a door. Besides for that, they all share the same mavui. They have their own exit, independent exits to a mavui. And so we have really three things to discuss. Number one, can they carry in their own chotzer? Every chotzer has a number of neighbors sharing it. You have to do Eruvei Chatzeres. Very straightforward, as we've discussed at length. So they have to make each one, anyone who wants to carry in their own chotzer has to make Eruvei Chatzeres with all their neighbors. So now you have five independent Eruvei Chatzeres. Nobody in the world says that if you have five Eruvei Chatzeres, that they can all carry in the Shutufei Mevois. Even the Rabbanon don't hold that. However, there's another stage of Eruvei Chatzeres, and that is that after, or besides for each chotzer being able to carry in its own chotzer, they want to carry in each other's chotzer, from one chotzer to the next. There you have to merge the Eruvei Chatzeres and make an Eruv, the same way as you make an Eruvei Chatzeres with one chotzer, you can make an Eruvei Chatzeres merging a number of chatzeres. So if all these five chatzeres merged and made an Eruv with each other, then there's a discussion, Rav Meir and the Rabbon, on whether that exempts us from doing a Shitufei Mevois or not. Now, one of the conditions that you can make an Eruv Chatzeres between two Chatzeres is that you have a significant opening between them, either a doorway or a window of 4x4 Tvachim. It's got to be a significant opening. If there's a significant opening, then there's enough of a connection that you can use Eruv Chatzeres to allow you to carry from one Chotzer to the next. So in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah clearly says that they had openings between each other, obviously telling us that they made an Eruvei Chatzeres that included all the Chatzeres together. And then that was the discussion we had till now. Rav Yehuda says, Rav loitoni psuchei zu lezu. In Rav's version of the Mishnah, it didn't say that there was openings between the Chatzeres. There were only five independent Chatzeres. And they each made their own Eruvei Chatzeres, just in order to be able to carry in their own Chotzer. And then there was also a Movui. And that is how Rav learnt the Mishnayis. V'chein Omer Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana's version in the Mishnah also, or Rav Kahana also said that Rav loitani psuchei zu lezu. Rav Kahana also knew that Rav's version in the Mishnah, it didn't mention the openings between the Chatzeres. There were no openings between the Chatzeres. Ikud Omra. Others say that Rav Kahana gufei loitani psuchei zu lezu, not that Rav Kahana knew that in Rav's version of the Mishnah it didn't say psuchos, in Rav Kahana's version of the Mishnah it didn't say psuchos zu lezu. And now the Gemara is going to try and understand why should that be true? Why should there be an issue with making an Eruvei Chatzeres and Shitufei Mevois in a situation where you don't have the Chatzeres merging together? Omale Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, "My tama de loy toni psuchei zu lezu. Why is it that according to Rav, or that version in the Mishnah, the Chatzeres did not have openings one to the other?" Answers Rav Yosef, Kosovar, that version of the Mishnah held that if there were openings in between the chatzeres, it would actually be a reason that we do not allow you to do shitufei mevois like that. That means you to make a shitufei mevois between chatzeres that all have openings between each other is something that, according to Rav, is not okay. Why? Because Rav holds kol shituf she'ein machnisoi umoitzioi derech psachim b'movui. The only way that shitufei mevois is valid, how does shitufei mevois work? That each chotzer represents itself with some food in one of the chatzeres, and they all put food in the same chotzer, that is called shitufei mevois. But that the condition for that to be valid is that the food of every single chotzer joining the shitufei mevois has to be taken out from the chotzer into the mavui, and through the mavui into that one chotzer that's going to host all the food representation of each chotzer. That will be the shitufei mevois. But any food, any shitufei mevois, any contribution to the shitufei mevois, that the food contribution was not actually brought through the mavui, is not considered valid for shitufei mevois. Kol shituf she'ein machnisoi umoitzioi derech psochim b'movui. You do not take it out through the movui and then back into that chotzer that's going to host it in the movui. Lav shmei shituf is not considered shitufei mevois. And if so, Rav was afraid that if all the chatzeres are going to be have entrances to each other, then the chances are that the shitufei mevois, which is hosted in one of the chatzeres, wasn't carried through the mavui into the hosting chatzah. Rather, it was carried between the chatzeres themselves. And that is not valid. Asks the Gemara, Eisvei, we can challenge this understanding of Rav. It was Rav Yosef who said that that's what Rav holds. There seems to be a question on this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bala bayis shehoyo shutof lishchenov. We saw in a Mishnah early on in the Perek, if you have one of the owners, the Bala bayis, who was actually a partner with his neighbor on the right and his neighbor on the left in a movui, he had a chotz on the right, a chotz in the left, and he was partners with the two neighbors, with one of them with wine, and the other one with wine, in tzrichin le'oriv. Since this person was a partner with each of his neighbors, each one with some wine, then even though the partnership was nothing to do with shitufei mevois, they were business partners. Since they were business partners, they are considered combined, and it's valid as in the place of shitufei mevois. Over there, they didn't take it out into the mavui and bring it into this hosting chot. So he was just a business partner who happened to have a partnership with those two neighbors with wine. So how can you, Rav Yosef, say that Rav, it's according to Rav, you have to take the food that's going to be the shitufei mevois through the mavui? In that case, there's no reason to believe that happened. Answers the Gemara, Hasam de afke va'ayle. Even in that case, we're talking about where this barrel that is being shared by the partner, the one, the Shimon, who's got a partnership with Reuven and with Levi, Shimon actually took this barrel out into each of the chatzeres, the chotzer of Reuven and the chotzer of Levi. He took this barrel into the chotzer, back out into the mavui, into the chotzer of Levi, back out into the mavui, and then from the chotzer of mavui into Shimon's chotzer, then it suffices. And the Mishnah must be talking about that. And it's obvious, Rashi says it's a big doichak to say that, and soon the Gemara is going to change. It's going to have a different explanation in Rav's version of the Mishnah, not like Rav Yosef. Asks the Gemara another question, Ketzad mishtatfim b'movi. We saw in another Mishnah, how do you make a shitufei mevois? And the Mishnah says you can actually take a barrel of wine, put it into one of the chatzeres, and just say that this barrel of wine is going to represent all the chatzeres here, which means that this wine was never actually collected from all the chatzeres. There's no reason to believe that it was taken from one chotzer to the mavui, to the next chotzer to the mavui, and then into the hosting chotzer. And according to Rav Yosef, who says that Rav holds that the shitufei mevois has to have gone from each chotzer through the mavui, then how is he going to understand that Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Hosam Nami, De'afke v'ayle. Over there also, we'll have to say that this one barrel that's going to be placed in the hosting chotzer on behalf of all the chatzeres, was indeed taken in and out of each chatzer into the Movi. Maskif lo Rabbi Bar Chonon. Rabbi Bar Chonon is now going to refute what Rav Yosef said from the following. Elo me'ato hikne lo pas besaloi. If somebody just transfers ownership, if I've got some bread in my house, and I say that I want the ownership of this bread, the bread in this basket, to be transferred to the other residents in the Movi, hachanami dulei v'shituf, are you going to say the shituf invoice is not valid because the bread that's in my basket was not taken out from each of the sharing chatzeris, each chotzer that's sharing this Movi, that wasn't taken from the chotzer to the Movi, you're going to say it's not valid? V'chitei hachanami, are you going to suggest that indeed it's not valid? V'omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. It says, Rav Yehuda said explicitly in the name of Rav, Bnei Chabura Shoyu Mesubin, if there were a group of people that were eating before Shabbos began, V'kiddush Aleihem Hayom, and it became Shabbos now, Hapas She'al HaShulchan, since they were all eating at the same table, and then we say that the bread that's now lying on this table, they were in the middle of eating, Shabbos has come in, the bread on this table is Soimchin Oleh Mishum Eruv, you can rely on it for an Eruv. V'omri lo, mishum shituf, and others say that you could rely on this bread for shituf emuvois, because they were all at the same table, they were all sharing and eating from the same table, then this bread can serve as a shituf emuvois. V'omar Rabbi, and Rabbi says, lo pligi, there's no machlekas between the two versions whether the bread on the table can serve as a ruvi chatzeris or it can serve as shituf emuvois. It's not an argument in halacha. Kan b'mesubin babayis. In the event that they are eating in a bayis, then it can serve as a ruvei chatzeris. Because we know that the halacha is a ruvei chatzeris has to be in a home, not in the chotzer. V'kan b'mesubin b'chotzer. And however, if they're all dining in the chotzer, it cannot serve as a ruvei chatzeris. It can serve as shitufei mevois. And over there, it's explicit that they were all sitting round the table. No one's taking this bread from one chotzer to the next and from the chotzer to the mavui. They're not doing that. It's on the table, and it hasn't moved. So you see clearly, not like Rav Yosef explained Rav. Elo taima de Rav, the reason for Rav's version in the Mishnah, that the case in the Mishnah is talking about, or is not talking about, that there were entrances between one chotzer and the next, de kosovar ein mavoy nitar belechi v'keira, achiyu batim v'chatzeres psuchin l'teichi. There's a rule, which we're going to learn about in the next stuff a little bit more, but Rav has a rule. A movi can only be fixed. That means you can only carry in a movi. You're relying on a koira v'lechi. The lechi is the post, the koira is the beam. One of the two have to be positioned at the entrance of the movi. You can only rely on that if you have batim v'chatzeres. If you have, let's assume it means you have two chatzeres in the movi, a minimum of two chatzeres, and a minimum of two homes in every chatzer. And in the event that the five chatzeres that we're talking about have entrances one into each other, and that they have made an eruv chatzeres between all of them, that they can all carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer, from their homes into all the chatzeres, then for all intents and purposes, the status of all five chatzeres is considered a single chatzer. If all five are considered a single chatzer, then you're lacking the most basic condition to make a shituf emuvois, and that is that you have at least two chatzeres. In this case, you will only have one chatzer, and therefore the shituf emuvois will not work. Or more accurately, the shituf emuvois will work, but the movi won't work. You can't carry in the movi, because lechi and koira only fixes a movi where you have at least two chatzeres. And therefore Rav said that in a case where all the chatzeres have entrances in between them, and because of the event that those chatzeres will have made a ruve chatzeres and merged into one, that would nullify, or that would prevent the shitufei mevois from being valid. And therefore Rav in the Mishnah explained we're talking about independent chatzeres with no entrances in between them. Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to start from here and learn this halacha a little bit more in depth.